In New York City, a jury has convicted three men of conspiring in 1995 to blow up a dozen U.S. airliners flying from Asia. Federal prosecutors said the men aimed to kill thousands of American passengers to punish the U.S. for its support of Israel. The jury deliberated for 2.5 days before reaching the verdict of guilty on all counts. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Defendants Ramzi Youssef, Abdul Hakim Murad, and Wali Khan Amin Shah showed no emotion as the guilty verdicts were delivered. Guilty of conspiring to damage and destroy aircraft. Guilty of attempting to bomb U.S. commercial airliners. Guilty of conspiring to kill a U.S. national with the intent to retaliate against a government. The lead defendant, Ramzi Youssef, was also convicted of killing a Japanese passenger during what prosecutors said was a trial run bombing on a Philippine Airlines flight in 1994. The three defendants were apprehended separately in Asian cities and extradited to the U.S. to stand trial. All face mandatory sentences of life in prison. Lawyers for the defendants were obviously disappointed in the sweeping verdict against them. David Greenfield, representing Wali Khan Amin Shah, says he'll appeal on the grounds that his client was denied due process.
The case shouldn't have been tried here. It was a case that everything occurred in the Philippines, and it should have been tried in the Philippines. There's no way I can even subpoena one document out of the Philippines to prove my client's innocence, get one witness out of the Philippines. The government can get it. I went to the same people, said, hey, give me the same level of consideration you gave our government and allow me to bring witnesses over, and I'm still waiting to hear from the president of the Philippines and the chief of police.
After the verdict was read, Judge Kevin Duffy made it a point to tell the defendants they'd had an extraordinarily fair trial. Ramzi Youssef represented himself in court, despite a warning from the judge that in doing so, he was likely guaranteeing his own conviction. Today, Judge Duffy told Youssef, you got a fair shot all the way around. The other defendants did too. This trial was midway through when TWA Flight 800 exploded off Long Island. Judge Duffy polled the jurors after that crash, asking if they'd be prejudiced by what had happened. All said they would not. But Clover Barrett, the lawyer for Abdul Hakim Murad, says the verdict shows the jurors did make some connection.
These people are ordinary citizens, and they think of going on a plane and how ordinary these things are. They may have been pressured to send a message, a statement, so to speak, that these kind of things cannot happen and people get away with it.
The defense argument throughout the trial was that the three men were framed by corrupt Philippine and Pakistani governments trying to curry favor with the United States. The defense tried to convince the jury that the extensive evidence introduced by the government was in fact planted, created by corrupt officials. The jury clearly didn't buy that argument and was overwhelmingly convinced by the government's case. Prosecutors introduced computer files seized from the defendant's apartment, showing the outline of the airline bombing plot, complete with flight schedules and detonation times. Prosecutors produced identical diagrams found on all three defendants, showing Casio watches modified to serve as timing devices. And they had confessions from two of the defendants in which the men bragged about the plot. This was the third major terrorism trial in New York City in 2 years. In 1994, four men were convicted of the World Trade Center bombing that killed six and injured more than 1,000. Then last year, Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman and nine followers were convicted of conspiring to blow up numerous New York landmarks. And there could be more trials to come. The airline bombing plot specified five operatives to carry it out. The identities of the other two remain unknown. And in the World Trade Center bombing, another indicted co-conspirator remains at large. He's Abdulrahman Yassin and is said to be living in Baghdad. Sentencing for the defendants in the airline bombing conspiracy is set for December 5th. Ramzi Youssef also faces another trial on charges that he was the mastermind behind the World Trade Center bombing. I'm Melissa Block.